The Music of the Stars, Hour 2. Happy almost Labor Day. Don't jump the gun. We're on till high noon central. And all across the world, this whole planet of ours, at civicmedia.us. This is the Civic Media Radio Network from WRJN. Happy Labor Day.
Beautiful Teamsters, please let me join. Can't drive a truck, but I'm willing to loin. Beautiful Teamsters, I love yous all. That's why I'm standing by your union hall. I would be proud to carry my load, help all the drivers stuck by the road. Beautiful Teamsters driving by night, pass on the left side but not on the right. Wouldst you would take me, life would be sweet. Then I could eat where the truck drivers eat. Beautiful Teamsters, I'll pay the dues. Give me the news that I'm not one of yous. Crossing state lines with no opposition, thanks to the Interstate Commerce Commission. Driving through sleet and blizzard and shower, blocking each street at the peak of rush hour. Tossing big boxes into the air, especially the ones that say handle with care. Beautiful Teamsters, won't you take me? Or I'll go back to practicing brain surgery.
I got a good movie for you. F.I.S.T., Fist, Sylvester Stallone. It was a wonderful picture, one of my most entertaining of all. 1977. It's all about fictional truck drivers union, and there's a guy from Racine, Byron Houston's, in that movie. Played one of the truckers. Shot in Dubuque.
Hold it! Hold it, please. What are you doing?
On like a river.
Oh, paper girl. Am I going to have trouble with you like them last guys? How can the kids dance to that jazz? If they can't bop to it, they won't buy the record. You know that. Don't you know that?
Yeah.
You know that. Now we're going to do Stephen Foster, all right, but we're going to do him rock and roll. Dig. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, Jack, King, Queen, rock. Genie. Genie with. Genie with the. Genie with the light. Genie with the light brown. Genie with the light brown wig. Rock. Pretty commercial, huh, boy? I'll tell the world. Okay, follow me now.
Genie.
That's the stuff.
Genie with.
A little more out of tune, please.
Genie with the. Buckwheat cake is in her mouth.
Honk, honk, the alto. Oh! Can you make that guitar sound tinnier, please? Never mind that Nick Lucas pick. Play it with this old howdy-doody button. See the difference? Now you sound like a legitimate musician. Now make it Diana, Diana. From Abbey Rents? You know what Confucius said, if they can't bop to it, Bombsville. You want me to tear up your autographed pictures of Hunter Hancock?
No!
Well then shape up, huh? Let's take Beautiful Dreamer again.
Beautiful Dreamer!
That's more like it.
Wait, come to me!
Even more commercial.
Wait, down to Father Genie. Genie with Camp Town Cats all dig this tune. All the doodah.
You older folks, hear your Stephen Foster favorites. Join in and sing right along, won't you? I like a one-eyed cat peeping at my old dog Trey. I like a one-eyed cat peeping at my old dog Trey. Well, it ain't the way you wrote it, but we sell more records this way.
Down upon the genie. Genie with. Genie with the. Genie with the light.
In the cold, cold
rebop, rebop, shoot and pop the biff, boom, boom, you, you, pop, pop, jock, hit, boom.
Hey, I think this turned out better than the Kerry Jacobs Bond album we did last week.
Sha la la la, sha la 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 la, ba doom, sha la la la, sha la 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 la, ba doom, sha la la la, sha la 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 la, ba doom, sha la la la, sha la 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 la, yip 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 yip, boom 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 boom, did a job.
Hey, these are the Mills Brothers.
Every morning about this time she gets me out of my bed at 5 for a job. After breakfast every day she throws a warning past my way.
Never get a job. Sha la la la, sha la 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 la, ba doom, sha la la la, sha la 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 la, ba doom, sha la la la, sha la 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 la,
a good time. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, ba-doom. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, ba-doom. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, ba-doom. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la. Yip, 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 boom, 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 get a job. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, good job. Get a job.
With Shorty Rogers and the Big Band. There's Bob Crosby and the Bobcats. '42. For Labor Day. Bob Crosby, the Chain Gang. Dude, I just put in 12 hours. Car 54, where are you? You know, policeman's life is not a happy one. As Gilbert and Sullivan put it, here's some thoughts on that with Fred Gwynne singing.
But now we present the 53rd Precinct Brotherhood Club Choral Group. the Whippoorwills. Not so long ago, each man in the police,
in the police,
was respected and admired. Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
But today, if you go visiting your niece,
visiting your niece,
chances are she'll say, hey, Ma, here come the fuzz.
Come the fuzz.
If you want to see just how we get the brush off,
get the brush off,
watch the TV news and pictures in the Times.
In the Times.
There you'll only see policemen guarding Khrushchev.
Guarding Khrushchev.
While that lawyer, Perry Mason, solves the crime. Oh, when attorneys show detectives how it's done,
how it's done,
a policeman's lot is not a happy one,
happy one.
Then there's that day, thanks to extraordinary fitness,
merry fitness,
that you apprehend a robber you pursue,
you pursue.
But the case depends upon a single witness,
single witness,
who looks around the room, then points to you,
points to you.
And let's not forget that poor patrolman squawking,
patrolman squawking,
about pounding beats on up and downhill grades,
downhill grades.
For remember, when he isn't busy walking,
busy walking,
he's marching in St. Patrick's Day parades.
Day parades.
Oh, while the brass who sit reviewing have the fun,
have the fun,
a policeman's lot is not a happy one. Happy one.
This is the city. Los Angeles, California. Some people rob for pleasure. Some rob because it's there. You never know. My name's Friday. I'm a cop. I was working the day watch out of robbery when I got a call from the Acme School Bell Company. There'd been a robbery.
There's been a robbery.
Yes, sir. What was it?
My clappers.
Your clappers.
Yeah, you know those things inside a bell that makes them clang?
The clangers.
That's right, we call them clappers in the business.
A clapper caper.
What's that?
Nothing, sir. Now, can I have the facts? What kind of clappers were stolen on this caper?
They were copper clappers.
And where were they kept?
In the closet.
Uh-huh. You have any ideas who might have taken the copper clappers from the closet?
Well, just one. I fired a man. He swore he'd get even.
What was his name?
Claude Cooper.
You think he...
That's right. I think Claude Cooper copped my copper clappers. Kept in the closet.
You know where this Claude Cooper is from?
Yeah. Cleveland.
That figures. That figures.
What makes it worse, they were clean.
Clean copper clappers.
That's right.
Why do you think Cleveland's Claude Cooper would cop your clean copper clappers kept in your closet?
Only one reason.
What's that?
He's a kleptomaniac.
Who first discovered the copper clappers were copped?
My cleaning woman, Clara Clifford.
That figures. Now let me see if I got the facts straight here. Cleaning woman Clara Clifford discovered your clean copper clappers kept in a closet were copped by Claude Cooper, the kleptomaniac from Cleveland. Now, is that about it?
One other thing.
What's that?
If I ever catch kleptomaniac Claude Cooper from Cleveland who copped my clean copper clappers from kept in the closet...
Yes?
I'll clobber him.
Jack Webb, Johnny Carson, now Percy Faith.
Mm-hmm. The music of the stars on WRJN.
College man, she'd like to have seen you land a job with a little more status attached, is that it?
I guess that's part of it.
But not all of it. I think maybe I can understand how she feels. And maybe she's right, Culver. It's awkward having a policeman around the house. Friends drop in, a man with a badge answers the door. The temperature drops 20 degrees. You throw a party and a badge gets in the way. All of a sudden, there isn't a straight man in the crowd. Everybody's a comedian. Don't drink too much, somebody says, and the man with a badge will ring you in. Or how's it going, Dick Tracy? How many jaywalkers did you pinch today? And then there's always the one who wants to know how many apples you stole. All at once, you lost your first name. You're a cop, a flatfoot, a bull, a dick, John Law. You're the fuzz, the heat, your poison, your trouble, your bad news. They call you everything. But never a policeman. Maybe she's right. It's not much of a life unless you don't mind missing a Dodger game because the hotshot phone rings. Unless you like working Saturdays, Sundays, holidays, at a job that doesn't pay overtime. Oh, the pay's adequate. If you count your pennies, you can put your kid through college. But you better plan on seeing Europe on your television set. And then there's your first night on the beat. When you try to arrest a drunken prostitute in a Main Street bar and she rips your new uniform to shreds, you'll buy another one out of your own pocket. And you're gonna rub elbows with all the elite. Pimps, addicts, thieves, bums, winos, girls who can't keep an address and men who don't care. Liars, cheats, con men, the class of Skid Row. And the heartbreak. Underfed kids, beaten kids, molested kids, lost kids, crying kids, homeless kids, hit and run kids, broken arm kids, broken leg kids, broken head kids, sick kids, dying kids, dead kids. The old people that nobody wants, the reliefers, the pensioners, the ones who walked the street cold, and those who tried to keep warm and died in a $3 room with an unvented gas heater. You'll walk your beat and try to pick up the pieces. Do you have real adventure in your soul, Culver? You better have, because you're going to do time in a prowl car. Oh, it's going to be a thrill a minute when you get an unknown trouble call and hit a backyard at 2 in the morning, never knowing who you'll meet. A kid with a knife, a pillhead with a gun, or two ex-cons with nothing to lose. And you're going to have plenty of time to think. You'll draw duty in a lonely car with nobody to talk to but your radio. 4 years in uniform, you'll have the ability, the experience, and maybe the desire to be a detective. If you like to fly by the seat of your pants, this is where you belong. For every crime that's committed, you've got 3 million suspects to choose from. Most of the time, you'll have few facts and a lot of hunches. You'll run down leads that dead end on you. You'll work all-night stakeouts that could last a week. You'll do legwork until you're sure you've talked to everybody in the state of California. People who saw it happen, but really didn't. People who insist they did it, but really didn't. People who remember, those who try to forget. Those who tell the truth, those who lie. You'll run the files until your eyes ache. And paperwork? Oh, you fill out a report when you're right. You'll fill out a report when you're wrong. You'll fill one out when you're not sure. You'll fill one out listing your leads. You'll fill one out when you have no leads. You'll make out a report on the reports you've made. You'll write enough words in your lifetime to stock a library. You'll learn to live with doubt, anxiety, frustration. Court decisions that tend to hinder rather than help you. Dorado, Morris, Escobedo, Cahan. You'll learn to live with the district attorney, testifying in court, defense attorneys, prosecuting attorneys, judges, juries, witnesses. And sometimes you're not going to be happy with the outcome. Maybe your girlfriend's right, Culver. But there's also this. There are over 5,000 men in this city who know that being a policeman is an endless, glamorous, thankless job that's got to be done. I know it too, and I'm damn glad to be one of them.
Labor Day.
We dig, 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 in our mind the whole day through. To dig, 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 is what we like to do.
It ain't no trick to get rich quick.
If you dig, dig, dig with a shovel or a pick.
In a mine, in a mine, in a mine, in a mine, where a million diamonds shine. We dig, 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 from early on till night. We dig, 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 dig up everything in sight.
We dig up diamond mines more.
1,000 will be sometimes more. But we don't know what we dig them for. We dig, 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 dig.
Jimmy Dean.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he was kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above!" And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. And now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With Jackson timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground, and as smoke and gas belched out of that mine, everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit, they just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Jimmy Dean. And here's Big Bad Jane Russell.
A lot of people have asked me what it was like being in pictures. Well, a very dear friend of mine and one of my favorite entertainers, Miss Peggy Lee, wrote some special lyrics about that for me to a tune that I think you'll all remember. In the entertainment world, we have a kind of game. Everybody gets a pet nickname. And when I got in the movies, it was just the same. I got mine. Big Jane.
Big Jane.
Now, you never really know when you might get that role that you can play with all your heart and all of your soul.
Oh, really?
You might be typecast and you might not be. But this is the way it happened to me, Big Jane. Found that wild outlaw who was fast on the trigger and quick on the draw. Who did they call to make the outlaw thaw? They called upon a gal who could lay down the law. They called me. And you remember they stopped at cold for some reason or other, so I've been told. Mr. Hughes flew away in his great big plane, and who stuck around and got all the blame? Me. Picture with dear ski nose. We got to sing a song about buttons and bows. Bob played a dentist called Painless Pete, and every time I kissed him, I knocked him off his feet. Big Jane. Then came the blonde old Marilyn Monroe. Gemini shy, but easy to know. She was cuddly and sweet and seemed so small. She made old Jane feel 10 feet tall. Big Jane. Taken to the boards and lots of pretty clubs, and I've seen the world over and nary a rub. Folks at New Orleans I'd certainly dig, 'cause the World's Fair there is mighty big, and I'm big. Well, as Shakespeare said, what's in a name? And I want to tell you, I feel about the same. I don't quite know what the next role will be, but it's gonna be fun and it's gonna be me. Big Jane.
Jane Russell, 1984. Peggy Lee wrote that just for Jane.
We have turned our neoscholasticism to a realm which has become extremely prolific of late, that of folk singing. Thither, too, the resurgence in folk music could be traced to the Kingston Trio, the Limelighters, the Brothers Karamazov. I think so. All of whom are extremely active in the SAMPBGOE. IIA, that is the Society for the Advancement, Maintenance, Preservation of Banjos, Guitars, and Other Ethnic Indigenous Instruments in America, Incorporated. Delving laboriously through Apparatus Criticus, we have discovered that the aforementioned folk groups have been guilty of both rompishness and malversation. Don't you agree? They have definitely neglected the basic research needed to uncover the true origins of all folk singing, and they have strung along, one might say, with traditionalism and redundant nebulous musicology. However, our researchers have extended back through Pithecanthropus, Neanderthal, Rhesus monkey, to the original baboons. Furthermore, recent exciting discoveries in geology and archaeology have allowed us to reconstruct what we consider to be possibly the epitome of authentic folk music. I must admonish you, however, it may provoke your risibilities.
Well, you better watch out. It might get you.
Well, every morning at the mill, you could see her arrive. She stood 4'3" and weighed 405, kind of narrow at the shoulder and broad at the hip. And everybody knew not to give no lip to Big Jane.
Big Jane, Big Jane.
Big Bad Jane.
Big Jane.
Well, nobody knowed where Jane called home. She just rolled into town all fat and no bone. Too dumb to know and too dumb to care what in Sam Hill she was doing there, Big Jane. Well, some folks say she came from Nashville 10, where she just busted out of the 10-state pen. With a crash and slam from her big rear end, those prison walls just tumbled in, Big Jane.
Big Jane, Big Jane.
Big Bad Jane. Then came that day in the middle of the mill when a mouse climbed up on the windowsill. Women start screaming and hearts start thumping, and everybody knew they couldn't keep jumping, except Jane. Through the dust and the lint of that mouse-made mess walked a tub of a woman in a flower sack dress, grabbed a sweeping broom and let out a groan, and like a stupid mule she did it alone, Big Jane.
Big Jane, Big Jane.
Big Bad Jane.
Big Jane.
Then she started giving out with a mighty swing, with everybody yelling, kill that thing. 20 women scrambled from the linen house, and now there's only one left there with that mouse, Big Jane. With cheese and traps they started on back, but a great big thud stopped them right in their tracks. When they heard that sigh, there was no doubt, after 2 hours of swinging, her heart would give out. Big Jane.
Big Jane. Big Jane.
Big Bad Jane.
worthless mill, they just put a plaque under the windowsill. And these few words are written on that house. In the middle of this mill lives one heck of a mouse. Poor Jane.
Big Jane, Big Jane.
Big Bad Jane.
Big Jane, Big Jane. Big Bad Jane.
Those are the Saints.
Friends, this is T-Texas Tyler with a strange story about a soldier boy and a deck of cards. During the North African campaign, a bunch of soldier boys had been on a long hike and they arrived in a little town called Casino. The next morning being Sunday, several of the boys went to church. A sergeant commanded the boys in church, and after the chaplain had read the prayer, the text was taken up next. Those of the boys who had a prayer book took them out. But this one boy had only a deck of cards, and so he spread them out. The sergeant saw the cards and said, "Soldier, put away those cards." After the services was over, the soldier was taken prisoner and brought before the provost marshal. The marshal said, "Sergeant, why have you brought this man here?" "For playing cards in church, sir. And what have you to say for yourself, son?" "Much, sir," replied the soldier. The marshal said, "I hope so, for if not, I shall punish you more than any man was ever punished." The soldier said, "Sir, I've been on the march for about 6 days. I had neither Bible nor prayer book, but I hope to satisfy you, sir, with the purity of my intentions." With that, the boy started his story. "You see, sir, when I look at the ace, it reminds me that there is but one God. And the deuce reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testament. And when I see the tray, I think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And when I see the four, I think of the four evangelists who preached the gospel. There was Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And when I see the five, it reminds me of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. There were 10 of them. Five were wise and were saved. Five were foolish and were shut out. And when I see the six, it reminds me that in 6 days God made this great heaven and earth. When I see the seven, it reminds me that on the seventh day God rested from his great work. And when I see the eight, I think of the eight righteous persons God saved when he destroyed this earth. There was Noah, his wife, their three sons, and their wives. And when I see the nine, I think of the lepers our Savior cleansed. And 9 out of 10 didn't even thank him. When I see the 10, I think of the 10 commandments God handed down to Moses on a table of stone. When I see the king, it reminds me that there is but one king of heaven, God Almighty. And when I see the queen, I think of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is queen of heaven, and the jack or knave is the devil. When I count the number of spots on a deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. There's 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There's 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. There's 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year. There's 13 tricks, the number of weeks in a quarter. So you see, sir, my pack of cards serves me as a Bible, almanac, and prayer book. And friends, this story's true. I know because I was that soldier.
Here is Jay Leno with a story about his early life.
I bought a 34 Ford pickup truck that I worked on for 2 years until I was able to get my license. My first job was probably working at McDonald's. Well, I had two first jobs. I worked at McDonald's, and I worked at a place called Wilmington Ford, and I would alternate between the two. So it was cars and hamburgers, which are actually still two of my passions. I was about 16 years old, because that's when I got my Social Security card, and that's when I went to work. Well, the best part of the job was I got to drive all kinds of cool cars. You know, when you're 16, you don't have a lot of options when you come from a little town in Massachusetts. When I worked at Wilmington Ford, they would all get all kinds of Mustangs and high-performance vehicles in. So I was the lot boy. I would take them around to get them washed, and of course, I'd go the long way around, down the street, around the back, and up the long straightaway. You know, just stuff like that. The worst part was getting caught.
Phil Burrito. Remember this? Happy Labor Day!
Long time ago, John and the Joe, they come from sunny Italy to try to make the dough. Joe, he's go away, John, he's a stay. When they meet the other day, here's what they got to say. Where do you work, John? On the Delaware Lackawanna. And what do you do, John? I push, I push, I push. And what do you push, John? I push the truck. And where do you push, John? On the Delaware Lackawanna. One, 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 the Delaware Lackawanna. And where do you work, Marie?
In the telephone company.
And what do you do, Marie?
I push, I push, I push.
And what do you push, Marie?
I push the plug.
And where do you push, Marie?
In the telephone company. And me, and me, and me, the telephone company. Number, please.
Where do you work, Jerry? On the Lackawanna Ferry. And what do you do, Jerry? I push, I push, I push. And what do you push, Jerry? I push at the gate. And where do you push, Jerry? On the Lackawanna Ferry, 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 the Lackawanna Ferry. Ah, ah, fish of Rita Baccala. Ah, ah, Mustazzo di Baba. Where do you work, Joe? For the city, I shovel the snow. And what do you do, Joe? I push, I push, I push. And where do you push, Joe? I push the shovel. And where do you push, Joe? For the city I shovel snow. The city I shovel snow. Hey, you know what Washington he's a say when he crossed the Delaware? Huh? Hey, while you're stase the van of rain.
Atto fatica, Giovanni.
Ma da Giudita, la Lacqua.
E non ti capisci, Giovanni.
Tu sei stupido, io push a push.
Ma tu che push, Giovanni?
Posso scattare e push un truck.
Un minuto, Giovanni, e portami a pushare, 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 pushare.
E ti porto a pushare. Questo fellow is dumb, he don't stand English nothing. And where do you work, Gus? On a big jittery bus. And what do you do, Gus? I push, I push, I push. And what tell you, what do you push, Gus? I push the clutch. And what do you push, Gus? On the bigger the jittany bus, the bus, the bus, the bus, bigger jittany bus. I
never... That was Phil Burrito here. Hugo Winterhalter, a big hit, 1951.
Pushing off
and dawn's a-breaking, going across the wide Missouri, where my love, she stands a-waiting
while Daddy hums a tune. All the old folks were humming, banjos were strumming, and the soft breezes sigh as in days long gone by. Oh,
Johnny Cash.
Way down in Missouri, where I heard this melody.
Stand by for CBS News.
When I was a little fellow on my mammy's knee.
And we'll be right back.
The old folks were humming, banjos were strumming, so sweet and low. Hush-a-bye, my baby, go to sleep on Daddy's knee. Journey back to Dixieland and dreams again with me. Oh, it seems like your daddy was there once again. And the old folks were humming that same old refrain. Oh, way down in Missouri, when I heard this lullaby, while the stars were blinking and the moon was